Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things regarding finances and economic issues, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 142. Let go of fear. Allow God's energy to flow through you. Let go of fear. Allow God's energy to flow through you. I have to pause when I read this. It's such a strong reminder. Actually, this whole message is a very direct command. The word let literally actually has two definitions that are variations on each other. Let means leave behind. It is a command, let us go. We're told, let go of fear. It's allow yourself to do something. Permit yourself. It is a command. In tennis, for those of you who play tennis or watch it, you may be familiar with the word let there as well. And there, from Latin, is make late. It comes up when referee will call let when there's an interference with the ball, making it necessary to play the point over again. So in essence, we're being commanded to replay the whole scene, whatever is bringing up this thing called fear, let go of fear. Replay it again for a new outcome. We have an opportunity. We can catch ourselves. Allow ourselves to replay that situation that seems to be driving our emotions to feel fear, to be carried away in some other plane. So simply, we are commanded. And I would share with you, this message is all about being commanded by God. We are told to allow God's energy to flow through you. And I get this image, I don't have the whole quote exactly right, but it's from Emerson about allowing yourself that we may become the inlet and the outlet for higher intelligence. Allow God's energy to flow through you. Allow is a place to become this clear vessel, not stuck with your own picture in your own mind. Allow yourself to come to a new place. Permit yourself. Again, it's let go, permit, allow, the command. To let yourself have a different experience and a higher outcome when you allow God's energy to flow through you. And a command is a direct order. It's allowing yourself to really experience mastery. This is the opportunity we've been given to play at the field we've always played at as human beings, or to rise to a higher level, to be in control from a higher perspective, because we're allowing God to flow through us and therefore mastering whatever it is in life that seems to bring up this thing called fear. And what is fear? The word literally means danger. Anxious anticipation of some danger. Something happens and you anticipate, you look ahead with fear. Now, some of us have learned this acronym about a false entity image appearing real. And that's because it appears that way because we go there in our mindset and our emotions. And perhaps it's based on something from the past that brings forward our looking into the future and deeming something worthy of being fearful of, that it may bring on pain, danger, and we get deep, deep frightened. And we are directed to master this situation, master our emotions, stay centered in our God self and not in our head self. Allow God's energy to flow through you. The word energy, we banter it around, and it's really interesting. It literally means work in. So we're being directed to allow God's energy to work in us, flow through you, to be expressed through you. Energy is an expression. And in science, we've come to use it. Capacity for doing work and overcoming resistance. The anticipation, the fear is the resistance. And we allow ourselves to put that aside, open ourselves up to allow God's energy. We become this clear vessel. Allow God's energy to work in and through us. And we become the living expression of God here on earth. And may do God's work in and through us by overcoming our human tendency to live in the past or anticipate the future and hang out in this place called fear. So today, I invite you to join me in allowing God's energy to flow through you, through me, through us, so we may be the expression of God here now. Allow God's work to flow through us and know that it is done under grace. For that is our command. We have the power, for we are one with God, to command new outcomes, to help direct, permit, allow new outcomes, to master this thing, this being who we are, and to allow a higher outcome under grace now. So allow yourself, permit yourself to put all those things, those concerns of living aside, and breathe into your heart center. Breathe into this wellspring of divine love that resides in you now. Simply open your arms up to really embrace and know your angel wings now. As you do, feel your arms become your wings, allowing you to fly to new heights. As you expand your chest and your breast, allowing God's breath to flow through you. Simple, long, deep, gentle breaths. In and out. Let's do three. And hold it twice as long as it took you to breathe it in. And let it go under grace. We breathe in peace and let go all that is other than peace. We breathe in harmony and let go all that is other than harmony. We breathe in prosperity and let go all that is other than prosperity. And find ourselves now facing this light inside, beginning to feel God's energy flowing through you. Perhaps like me, you feel this tingling in your fingertips and your toes, the top of your head, and you know you're in a new place now, deep in the recesses at the core of your being. Simply follow this light inside as you allow yourself to be one with this love essence, who you are at the core of your being. Allow yourself to simply meld with this sea of love, this sea of light inside of you now. Come to this light and see it is simply a passageway to a deeper place. Allow yourself to pass through this first entranceway. Breathe your way through. You have divine breath. You may travel deep below the surface. There's plenty of air there as you're carried forward. Notice the color now. Its brightness. How wide and deep it goes. Allow yourself to be here and be bathed by this light. Feel it embracing your every part of your being now. Feel the peace as you allow yourself to merge with this true sea of love. Being one with your God essence, your true nature, this divine higher intelligence, the life force of the universe that resides in you, in me, in each of us, individually and collectively now. Simply be the clear and open vessel, the willing being, your I Am presence, to do what Einstein wanted to do. Know the mind of God. Simply being here makes it all possible. Feel the gratefulness of this most honored moment now. To become one with your sacred self. To be in this holy place, the place of the most high that's inside of you. No more searching outside. No one else really has the answers. Feel this peace in a sea of love as you allow yourself to be one with God's life force flowing in, through, around you now. You are the receiving inlet of God's higher knowing, wisdom, health, wealth, happiness. It's all here for you now. Feel yourself smile as you receive. Know this is happening because you allow it to be. And that, too, brings great joy. Feel this light, this love inside of you, radiating all directions, reaching your most deep, hidden parts of you, opening them up. Allowing the light inside, wherever you've held the greatest pain, fear perhaps, that got stuck and created pain. Simply see it bathed, 90 billion megahertz of this pure God essence, flowing to that memory, to that physical place now. See that pain, that fear, simply melting away. The image is simply as if it's dropping off the picture screen. And there's a clean slate. And it's filled now with this light, this color, this love. Renewed and purified. That's what's left in the place where you held that stuck emotion. Allow God's energy to flow through you to any place inside of you, outside of you, right now, that brings up discord. Simply see it bathe with this light, God's energy that flows from the deepest recesses of you. No agenda, pure love. No hoping and wishing. Simply see God's love, bathing it with pure light energy, allowing transformation now. Melting whatever it is that has seemed to cause resistance. Simply melting those figurative cords and bandages and letting this scene, this situation, this place be transformed. now under grace. Allowing the higher path, choice, to be revealed and the opportunity to take it now. Simply direct the light, God's energy in you. 90 billion megahertz. See that light flow. Feel that light flow to this situation now. Love. Feel this intense love. Knowing all is well. Peace, harmony, and prosperity is real now. All else is human fallacy, the illusion. Be one with your God self and see and feel this love flow to this seeming upset and crisis, or what you may feel is a potential one now. Bathe it with God's love. Allow yourself to now be the outlet of God's love and healing energy. Now under grace. And now, dear ones, time to come back to the center of your being. The place of your I am that I am. Where we are simply one with divine love, totally committed to love, and bring our higher self, our expression of our God self, back into our everyday life. As you take a conscious breath with your higher self and give thanks inside for this precious gift to be God's full expression now. As we began, take 3 simple, long, deep, and gentle breaths. Bring the inside out. The core of your being, your oneness with your higher God self into the world as you breathe in and out peace. Harmony. Prosperity. Feel the aliveness in you now, for you are the expression of God, and you have been given the gift, the way to share it now. And if by chance you may find yourself facing anything that appears to be an obstacle, remember this place and you'll be instantly transformed to peace, harmony, and prosperity, and be given the right way again. Feel your fingertips and your toes. Gently wiggle them, sway your head back and forth. Welcome back. Welcome back to fulfill your mission here. today. Just focus on today. We call on Carla and invite her to tone this truth, to anchor this truth in us now.
Let there be God's energy of light, love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance flow through us. Be the light of the world, Adonai.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.